Every breath you take and every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you. Every single day.
Hi guys, welcome to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Tara.
And today we have an intermediate lesson for you about wines.
Right. Yeah. So you already heard our lesson about ordering red wines.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the counterpart. This is ordering white wines.
Right. Yeah. And you see, I like wines too. But again, I'm not an expert on red or white. So I'm really excited to talk about this one today.
Very cool. So we have two friends, Andrea and Mark.
Yeah.
And Andrea knows nothing about white wines, yeah. Really. Mark is a bit of an expert.
Mm-hmm.
So let's listen to the dialogue about ordering white wines.
Sounds good. Have you ever been to a winery before, Andrea?
No, Mark. I actually haven't, but I've always wanted to go wine tasting.
Me too. What varieties of white wines do you like?
I tend to go for sweeter white wines like Moscato, Riesling, or Gewurztraminer.
Really? I'm all about dry whites.
What kind is your favorite?
I always default to Pinot Grigio, but I don't mind Chardonnay.
I've heard Sauvignon Blanc is pretty dry too. Do you like that?
Not really. I find it too grassy and peppery.
Yeah, it's nicer to have a light, refreshing white in summer.
It's hard to find a crisp white that isn't too dry or fruity.
Well, why don't we meet in the middle and try some Pinot Gris?
Sounds like a plan. All right, so we just heard the dialogue between Mark and Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mark has a question for Andrea.
Right, have you ever been to a winery before?
Right. So, there's a lot of these words that end in E-R-Y.
Right. It's a place.
Yeah.
So in this case, it's a place where people make wine.
Yeah. There's also a cidery where you make cider.
Brewery.
Brewery, you make coffee or beer.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So you may have seen this word vineyard, mm-hmm. V-I-N-E, yard.
Yes.
And now the difference between a vineyard and a winery is the vineyard is where the vines are, where you grow the grapes.
Right.
And the winery is where you actually make the wine and sell the wine.
Yeah. And sometimes they are in the same place, mm-hmm. but often, vineyard's too big.
Right.
Yeah. It has to be in the countryside.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So Andrea hasn't been to a winery before, but what has she always wanted to do?
She wants to wine taste, some wine tasting.
So this is just sampling different wines.
Yeah, so what you can do at a winery, you don't just go there and drink a lot. You go and sample. You take samples. It's often called a tasting room.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're just taking a little bit, and often you even spit it out.
If you're crazy.
If you're crazy. But like real
but you can.
Wine experts.
Right.
They don't want to get drunk.
Right.
But they want to taste a lot of wine.
They want to appreciate the wine.
Yeah.
Right. So basically, this is a great place, a great activity to do.
Mm-hmm.
You taste the wines.
Yeah.
You learn about wines. This is how I learned about wines.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
I go to a lot of wineries and that I became more of an expert because of that.
And the person, the staff, the employees, they will teach you about their wine. They and it's kind of fun. It's a good social event.
Totally.
Yeah.
So Mark says that he's also wanted to go wine tasting, and he asks Andrea what type or what kind of white wines that she likes.
Right. So first, in the last lesson, we saw red wines. White wines, of course, they are, the color's different, right?
They're kind of light yellow, almost white, almost clear.
Yeah, they're not quite clear, but like you said, yellow, right?
Right. And what do we call pink ones?
They're called a rosé.
Rosé.
Yeah, and the spelling is just R-O-S-E, right?
Like rose.
Like rose, but the pronunciation, rosé.
Right. So that's just another white, red, and rosé.
Right, yeah.
And now.
Yeah, what does Andrea like?
She tends to go for sweeter.
So there's a couple things here. Tend to go for.
Two phrases.
Yes, yes.
So tend to, usually do.
Yeah, you usually do. It's something like, the noun form here is tendency.
Right.
Yeah, it's something you likely are to do.
Right, yeah. So I tend to drink coffee, a lot of coffee every morning.
Yeah.
I tend to stay up late.
Mm-hmm. Vancouver tends to have rainy winters.
Yeah. Well, that's a guarantee.
Yeah.
So Andrea tends to go for?
Go for, like, basically means prefer or choose.
Choose, yeah. Right. So if you're at a restaurant, you can say, you know, I'll go for a pizza.
Yeah, it's pretty casual.
Yeah,
it's
just means I'll have or I'll choose.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
So what does she usually go for then?
Sweeter wines like Moscato, Riesling, and my favorite, Gewürztraminer.
So even I'm wondering about these wines because I don't know much about them.
Well, these are my three favorites. And a Moscato is a sweet wine. Quite sweet. It almost, it tastes like juice.
Okay.
So you drink it very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. What about the smell? Does it have a fragrance?
It's very fruity, which we'll talk about.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And then Riesling. So the pronunciation is Riesling, not Raisling.
Ah, yes, yes.
Just from the spelling, it's Riesling.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fairly sweet white wine. It tastes like fruit as well.
Okay, yeah.
Very refreshing.
Yeah.
And the last one, people really, this is a mouthful.
Gewürztraminer. Ah, Gewürztraminer.
You can call this Gewürz.
Yeah.
Or you don't have to pronounce, because in German, the W is a V sound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just say Gewürztraminer.
Ah.
That's fine.
Okay.
You can go and buy it and just say the G one long or the grrr one.
Yeah.
I have a friend who always buys me wine and he always asks me, what's that G one again?
Yeah, I wonder what it is.
Exactly. So it's a little more sweet than a Riesling, but it's not as sweet as a Moscato.
Oh, got it. Nice.
Yes.
So, you know what? Mark, he's not really into those. He's all about dry whites.
Right. Great expression here. Mm. All about.
Right.
So, I don't know if you've heard this song by Meghan Trainor, I'm All About the Bass.
Ah, yeah. I've definitely heard this song.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all about means...
I love it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like something that's really important to you.
Really interesting, really important.
Yeah.
I'm all about coffee, cheese, and wine.
Yeah, or if the new iPhone or a new smartphone comes out,
definitely.
I'm all about the new iPhone.
Totally.
Yeah, you're a fan, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
And not sweet wines, but dry wines.
Yeah, so dry in this case, we've seen this before, it's the opposite of sweet.
Right, it's not sour when it comes to wines.
Right.
It just means there's not as much sugar.
Right, yeah. So personally, you know, I really like dry wines and dry ciders.
Yes.
I just don't like too much sugar taste.
Right. So you can only have so much sugar.
Right, yes, exactly.
Right.
And then you have some more.
Right, and then later we get to Mark saying he always defaults to Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, default. Now, this is a great word because you can use it as a slang word here. Mm-hmm. Or it also has a basic meaning.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this is another expression is it's my go-to.
Ah, yeah. It's my go-to.
Meaning I always choose it.
Right. And default basically means it's the basic option unless you change it. It's the basic state or condition unless you change something.
Right. So for your computer, for your phone, they have default settings.
Yeah, yeah.
So if it crashes, you can restore and bring back the default settings. So the basic settings.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, also when you first buy a phone or computer, it's set to the default, the basic level or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. And so his default, that means his go-to, the one he always gets or usually gets.
Is Pinot Grigio. So we saw Pinot Noir in the red lesson.
Right.
So again, not Pinot.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Grigio is gray.
Yeah.
So it's not really gray, but it's like a white wine, and it's a little bit drier, kind of more citrusy taste.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What about this next one, the Chardonnay?
Right. So Chardonnay, not Chardonnay.
Right. Yeah. It's a CH, but it's Chardonnay. Chardonnay.
Right. So one of the things we talked about in the red wine lesson, and this is really important when it comes to Chardonnay, is we talked about oaky flavor
yes.
Because it's it sits in barrels.
Right, right.
So Chardonnay can be very oaky.
Yes,
if it's
yes.
in wooden barrels.
Right, yeah.
Or it can be steel barrels. So I
okay.
only drink steel barrel
okay,
barreled
yeah.
Chardonnay because yeah. I don't like oaky taste.
Yeah, the wooden taste.
Right, but
yeah.
this is a really basic wine, Chardonnay.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know, I don't really have a default wine. I have a default beer, the beer I always like to drink, or but no default wine. What about Andrea?
She says also here that she's heard Sauvignon Blanc.
Right, another French word here.
Right, and we did see Cabernet Sauvignon
yeah.
in the reds.
Yes.
So this is Sauvignon Blanc, and Blanc means?
White.
White.
Yeah,
so,
because it's white wine.
Right, and it's pretty dry.
Yeah, yeah, and so that's what she says. She says it's pretty dry too.
Mm-hmm.
But does Mark like the Sauvignon Blanc?
No, he finds it too grassy and peppery.
These are some great descriptive words for talking about wine.
Right.
Grassy.
So
it's like grass?
It tastes almost earthy.
Earthy, yes.
Very nature-based.
Yeah, so there are a lot of, like, there's a kind of whiskey that's made from the earth.
Yeah.
Like, it's this stuff called peat, and it has a peaty taste.
Yes.
And it's, yeah, it's like, it feels like you're drinking the earth.
Dirt.
The
yeah,
dirt. Yeah,
dirt.
So it's grassy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then peppery, we also talked about in the red wine. So like spicy, tastes like pepper.
A little spicy taste.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Andrea says, you know, she likes to have a light, refreshing drink while in summer.
Right. So it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want something heavy.
Right.
You want something light and that will be refreshing.
Yeah, yeah. She wants to feel refreshed.
Cool down.
Yeah, yeah.
A nice kind of iced tea is refreshing.
Yeah.
Or a nice cold shower is refreshing.
Yeah. After working out, you need something to refresh yourself. Like,
right.
You can even have a cold shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And basically, it just means to kind of calm you down, cool you down, all that kind of thing.
Vacations can be refreshing.
Exactly.
Yeah. And Mark comes back and he says, well, you know, it's hard to find a crisp white that isn't too dry or fruity.
Right. So fruity,
yeah.
It tastes like fruit.
Yeah.
Now, crisp, I've heard this with crackers and things like that.
Yeah,
but
like crunchy almost, right?
Right. But yeah. With wine?
With wine, crisp. It almost sounds like sharp.
Right. Something that is a little acidic.
Oh, acidic. Okay.
Usually citrusy.
Citrusy, okay.
It's just very fresh tasting.
Ah, okay. So kind of like a fresh taste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like crisp.
But you don't want it to be too fruity sometimes
yeah, yeah.
if you don't like sweet wines.
Right, yeah. Because then it'll, like ice wine is very sweet.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
And not crisp at all.
Ah, okay. Not crisp.
So the opposite, I think, is maybe smooth.
Smooth, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. So then, Andrea says, why don't we meet in the middle and try some Pinot Gris.
Oh,
Pinot Gris. I've
perfect.
We
were going to go. He did it on purpose,
that
actually.
That was on purpose.
That was on purpose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, first of all, meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It means compromise.
Compromise. So when we disagree, or like on our opinions or something that I want
which
this.
We did today.
Yeah, right. Then why don't we compromise and get something that we both like?
Right. So not too far on one side,
yeah.
not too far on the other side.
Yeah.
Let's meet in the middle. Great, useful expression
yeah.
if you're trying to solve a disagreement
mm-hmm.
or make a decision with someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you both have to give up a little bit of your argument. So you can agree, and in this case, that's going to be the Pinot Gris.
Right, so a Pinot Gris, not Pinot Gris
yes.
or Gris.
Yeah.
It's basically a little sweet, mm-hmm. a little dry.
Ah, okay, so it's right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Right, so they can meet in the middle. They can have something that's a little sweet and a little dry.
So they'll both like it, totally.
Great, awesome. Well, those are some great words. Why don't we listen to them one more time?
Excellent.
Have you ever been to a winery before, Andrea?
No, Mark. I actually haven't, but I've always wanted to go wine tasting.
Me too. What varieties of white wines do you like?
I tend to go for sweeter white wines like Moscato, Riesling, or Gewurztraminer.
Really? I'm all about dry whites.
What kind is your favorite?
I always default to Pinot Grigio, but I don't mind Chardonnay.
I've heard Sauvignon Blanc is pretty dry, too. Do you like that?
Not really. I find it too grassy and peppery.
Yeah, it's nicer to have a light, refreshing white in summer.
It's hard to find a crisp white that isn't too dry or fruity.
Well, why don't we meet in the middle and try some Pinot Gris?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue between Mark and Andrea one more time, talking about white wine.
Yeah, I learned so many different, like, vocabulary words for describing wine. I mean, there's so many varieties of wine, right?
Right, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm about to go home and have a glass of wine myself.
Yeah,
this has inspired
that does
me.
That sounds nice. I mean, I don't really want the fruity ones. I think I might try a peppery one.
Ooh.
I don't think I've ever tried that. Or, you know, maybe just a nice crisp one.
Crisp would be good. Mm-hmm. They're easier, a little easier to find.
Yeah. So we're wondering, what kind of wines do you like? If you do like wines, would you prefer a crisp one, a fruity one, or, you know, a sweet one?
Or even, do you like ice wine?
Yeah, ice wine.
Which, if you come to Canada, that's something you have to buy.
It's famous.
It's very, very sweet. It's like a dessert wine.
Dessert wine. Yeah.
And let us know. And if you don't like white wine or even red wine, why not? What about it don't you like?
Yeah. So we look forward to your comments and we'll talk to you later.
Cheers. Every claim you stake, I'll be watching you.